You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Wednesday, February 10th, 2016. If you haven't ordered flowers for your significant other yet, you should probably do that because... Oh, you know where you go?
Close.
Go to Costco. They don't raise the prices on flowers.
Really?
For Valentine's Day.
Good on you, Costco.
That's amazing.
Yeah, good guy, Costco.
Good guy, Costco.
Yeah, so it's Wednesday. It's week 142 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Stesko.
And I'm Alexi.
You can say Destiny Pizzas has your back. You know what? We're going to talk about this on Friday, too. I have a gripe with a lot of men. Really, this week, I think men in general. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Men?
Yeah, because there's like a pro-rape rally thing.
We did. Oh.
I was like, what the fuck is going on? We're going to talk about that on Friday, though. But today, we're going to talk about We Viewed Reviewed, where we talk about movies we saw this week, or movies and things, and then we rate them, and then you can like be like, oh, I'm going to go watch this, or oh, I'm never going to go watch it. Mostly this week, you're going to be like, oh, I'm not going to watch this.
To prevent people from seeing
this is
Please stop seeing this.
Save yourselves. It's too late for us.
So I'm going to start with something that you should watch. I watch Tom Segura Mostly Stories. And that is a stand-up special that Tom Segura, he's a comedian. And I saw that one coming. So I was like, I'm going to tell Alex.
Seriously, right. That's why I'm here, is to ask, who's that?
I can't remember what else he's been in. But he had a few other Netflix specials. Few other comedy specials that are on Netflix, and really funny. It didn't make me laugh, but I'm a sociopath, so I don't laugh that often. How often? When's the last time you saw me laugh?
Just a second ago, where you really cracked up.
Oh, about you were choking. I don't remember what we were talking about.
Yeah, we're talking about my friend's shirt that was really loose. That was so funny.
It was hilarious.
Because
he can't stop it.
It was like, whenever he would button it back up, I would just tug on it lightly, and it would just completely unbutton.
The whole thing?
He never wore it again. It was like this weird corduroy shirt.
This corduroy?
Yeah. It was like, I think it was like a Dickies shirt or something.
That's so weird.
It was
it's hilarious.
I think it was a jacket, but he thought it was a shirt, so it was like tighter than it should have been. And he was like a big guy, like it was.
Because you wait for him, like because it does all of them. So you wait for like it takes very long to like do all of them, and then you wait till the very last one, and it's just like, and all of them come down.
And it was like in class, I think we were watching a movie or something.
Probably.
In class. Yeah, so that was a good time. So yeah, Tom Segura, Mostly Stories. It didn't make me laugh a lot, but it was very funny. Okay. It was like he had this. There, actually, I didn't laugh. In this one, he's talking about going to like a bit where he's talking about going to a movie and there's a kid in a movie theater, and he like it's like subtly racist and stuff. It's pretty funny.
That's nice.
So
subtle racism.
Yeah, because I think comedians should be able to say whatever they want. That's what I
do. Too.
That's what I say.
Yeah. It'd be nice.
It's comedy. People take it seriously, which is weird.
Yeah, like if I said. I've said some terrible things lately.
Yeah.
In the form of a joke. I just say horrible things to people and then they just start laughing uncontrollably. And I'm like, why aren't you laughing at my humor? I'm a comedian. I'm like, you know what? I think we should incite genocide again. It's been too long. The world's in need of a joke. I think
a good
lot of races have had a good run.
Yeah.
We should just need to reset the game board.
Shuffle.
Yeah, go to jail. Go to Pasco.
There you go. No, but I mean, like, if it's funny, that's good though. Because, like, I remember watching.
Well, I think they have the right to say it, even if it's not funny. That's the thing.
Yeah, but
they
then
do.
Like,
and honestly, Chris Rock and Jerry Seinfeld would agree with you. They're like, you know what? People just need to be able to take a joke sometimes.
Yeah,
a lot of times they won't. They're like, oh, you said, but you said.
Well, it depends. Because, like what cool. Daniel Tosh did that one time. Oh, this is a weird discussion we're going to have. Remember that time where he's like, I'm going to rape that woman. Like, in the audience, he, like, called her out, and he's like, that woman should be raped.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah, and then he's like, I bet you no one will drape her and shit like that. Like, that's too far.
That's kind of...
That's mean. Just mean.
Like, that's not really a joke, mean. Though. Same with, like, the Kramer. That's kind of like the hurtful.
Oh, I thought that was hilarious. I was like, look at this guy kill his career right now. Right.
I mean, that aspect, but it's like, that's not a joke. That's just saying.
Yeah, he's just like, he just went on a rant.
Yeah, that's way different.
Did you read, was it Chris Rock who said, who also, I know I'm talking a lot about Chris Rock right now, who commented on that. He's like, you know, the
Michael Richards? The Cosmo Kramer? Wait, which one?
Yeah, no, he was talking about Michael Richards. Okay. He was like, you know, the regular person in me was really angry. But then the comedian in me was like, oh man, this guy, he's just having a bad night.
Mm-hmm.
He just felt really bad, actually. I was like, oh, that's actually...
You know what I've said to people on a bad night? Hmm. I've said horrible things to people on a bad night. I can only imagine if I was on stage and I said those things.
You're like, you know what I say when it's a bad night? I say that girl should be raped.
Yeah. No, I don't. I would never go that far.
Oh my God.
I would say strangled or killed or... I used to go more violent.
How it's like that.
Yeah, you can go that violent. He wouldn't have got shit, though.
You could be like,
she should be murdered, and then people would laugh, I think.
But, oh yeah, because he was saying like, you know, it'd be funny if I like went over and raped her right now. That's what he said.
Oh,
and I was like, that isn't funny.
That's weird.
Yeah, but if you say,
because I think,
but if you did say, I'm gonna go murder her over there right now.
Yeah, you know, it'd be funny if I went over there and cut her throat. Actually, if I said that, it would be traumatizing because they're like, you look like someone who would cut a throat.
Even that sounds bad, though.
Yeah,
like I feel like it's what you say.
Yeah,
it's cut the contact. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
Like, if you didn't use the word rape, but said, like, I don't know how you say it.
What, are you trying to make, like, a rape? Are you trying to make a rape joke?
I'm trying to make see if I could make a rape joke into being...
Like, okay.
Yeah.
But I think we have a friend who would agree with you.
But, like, around. Like a,
wait, what?
I was like, I think we have a friend who would agree with you.
Like, just a workaround. A workaround. Oh. A workaround.
I used to make really...
I made a domestic abuse or domestic violence joke the other day.
No, people make jokes like that, and it turns out okay. Like, sometimes I'll say stuff about, like, you're playing a video game, and you're just like, oh, man, they didn't even, like, you're a little bit more implicit. You're like, oh, that dude didn't even use Vaseline. Like,
oh, really we used to say a lot when back in my Xbox Live days. I don't play Xbox Live too much anymore.
Oh, dude, Xbox Live, yeah. Xbox Live is like, you did what to my mother?
No, I would be like, you shouldn't take a shower because you just got raped. Like,
yeah.
They're going to need some of that DNA down at the station. Like, that's some savage stuff, though. I wouldn't say that anymore because I'm like, rape isn't a horrible crime that people have to live with for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
Like, if you can murder someone, at least, like, they're done.
Whoa.
So that's why I only condone, like, raping someone and then murdering them. No, I don't condone that. I shouldn't stay fucked up.
No, a lot of times I'll say, like, you know, I kind of tone it down a little bit. Like, say, made non-consensual love to.
That's so scientific, like, fucked up.
Yeah. It's like one of those things where, like, at first they didn't like it, but then, like, they grew to like it. Like, that's what it was. It wasn't like completely, it was like started as rape, but then, like, it was like a Luke and Laura situation.
Whoa, wait, what?
General Hospital reference.
Really?
What?
Yeah, because, like, he rapes her.
Really?
And then, like, they fall in love, and they're like one of the longest relationships on TV.
What the fuck?
We've talked about this before.
That's weird.
When?
I talked about how I connected with my marketing teacher because she was
because
a good...
Because you both were raped and fell in
love. Yeah, because she raped me and then we fell in love. I'm just kidding. Men can't get raped. No, men can't get raped. Yeah, I mean, it's not rape if I consented to it. No,
Are you doing an Always Sunny thing?
What?
Always Sunny joke.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. No, that's the joke.
Yeah. Okay. But... In marketing, we were talking about, like, my teacher was a big Star Wars fan.
Mark Hamill.
And Mark Hamill was in this show, and then he was replaced by a character named Luke. Like, Mark Hamill's character.
Wait, actually?
Yeah, so Mark Hamill's love interest was this woman named Laura. Nice. It was this woman named Laura.
And then, hospital's a way more and then Mark show
Hamill,
than I thought.
Mark Hamill left the show to film Star Wars. And my teacher was like, oh, yeah, when I was in college, I'd watch all the General Hospital episodes. And then they replaced him with Luke. And then Star Wars came out, and they're like, wow, this guy's name is Luke. Maybe that they, like, fans of General Hospital were theorizing that Mark Hamill would return after Star Wars. And then he didn't. But then, and she's like, and that was one of the most tragic storylines, like, of all time. And I was like, yeah, because doesn't he rape her? And she's like, yeah, how do you know about that? And I was like, I remember hearing about, like, that's one of the most screwed up love stories in all of TV history. This man rapes a woman, and then eventually she forgives him, and they fall in love with each other and have kids.
See, suck at Game of Thrones. They did it first.
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, that happens in Game of Thrones, too.
Yeah, it's a brother rapes a sister on the corpse of her dead
Khaleesi.
Son.
Khaleesi.
Oh, yeah, God. Khaleesi gets...
What?
Yeah, I guess it's rape.
What? it's the first episode, man.
Depends on what the definition of rape is. Like, Bill Clinton pops out and he's
He's like, technically the cigar did the raping.
Oh, my God.
So his wife is running for president. Yeah. That's crazy.
Fact.
That's weird. She's going to be the first person who slept with the president. I mean, who?
Nah, I think other people slept with
the president. She's going to be the first president to sleep with another president.
Hmm. To our knowledge.
We don't know. We don't know what
George Washington and John Adams got it down back in the day.
Bush and Obama, we don't know what's going down behind closed doors.
Crazy.
I'm not privy to that information.
Oh, no. Grover Cleveland. He was president two separate terms, right?
True. What was he doing in between?
Yeah.
Clearly had some time on his hands.
Yeah.
You think a president would ever do that? They'd be like...
A what?
A president would ever be like one term and be like, nah, I'm not going to do mine consecutively.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty popular right now, but I'm going to take like 4 years off.
I'm going to take a breather.
And then I'll come back and run again.
That's what they should do.
I'd like to see.
That's what Obama should have done.
And I don't think...
Who would be the replacement?
I think he had a better second 4 years than the first 4 years.
Yeah. Though. I agree.
Exactly. He's been sitting in this room quietly the whole time.
Yep. 142. I'm excited for 143. I love you. Does it sound like Obama when I do that voice?
I like it. Yeah.
Okay.
I think it sounds pretty good.
Okay. I think that's one of my stronger impersonations.
I like it.
Oh, man. I can't impersonate anybody, so that's pretty impressive.
Thank you. That one and my Christopher Walken.
I don't know about that one, but...
Jesus Christ. Oh, one sec. One.
You sound like you're doing Danny from Greece.
Yeah. Danny Zuko. Hey, Sandy.
Why? Some of love.
Why? Why?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, before you leave Tom Segura, I just had to say it was funny.
Oh, he has an awesome Mike Tyson bit. Sorry. Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, the last, whatever his name is, Jeff Dunham. Special that was on Comedy Central. It just so happened to be on. I used to think he was pretty funny, but more recently I was just kind of like, eh.
Is he the puppet guy?
He's a puppet guy.
I think, you know what? I think he likes to molest those puppets.
Probably.
It's weird that he always puts them up the butt.
He sticks his hand straight up their ass. Yeah. Everything, and he just moves, he wiggles his fingers around inside.
Yeah, and they just talk uncontrollably. It's weird.
Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually wrote a bit a long time ago about I wanted to be the first comedian to have like beef. Like I wanted to bring like 90s. Rap beef to the comedy world, and then I found out that it actually does exist in the comedy world.
Really?
Like beef? Like people have beef in the comedy world?
Like who?
Joe Rogan and Carlos Mencia, because Carlos Mencia stole jokes from Joe Rogan.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Carlos Mencia doesn't even like exist anymore
because he stole jokes.
Oh, GG.
Didn't Dane Cook steal jokes from Louis C.K.? Yeah. But then he was in the episode of Louis, so it seemed like it was cool.
But Dane Cook is nowhere as famous as he used to be.
Either is Carlos Mencia.
Yeah, Carlos Mencia isn't either. Robin Williams stole jokes.
Did he?
Yeah, that's why his stand-up career failed.
Wow. But he can do so many voices. He can do so much of his own stuff.
That's what I tried to do. I'm like, look at all the voices I could do. I can do like Christopher Walken saying Jesus Christ, and I can do Obama.
That one wasn't good.
Obama.
No, you lost it.
Oh, no. <It's not. laughs> Oh, no.
Where did Obama go? Better.
Michelle. Michelle, help.
That's better.
Michelle. And then I like the Bill Cosby. No one does Bill Cosby anymore, though.
Well, they kind of do. But, like, only about the joke.
Yeah.
You want a drink? Like, that was a horrible. Whoa, what was that? What was that?
You want a drink?
There we go. Right. Yo.
Yellow pudding pops.
Who was that? Who was the comedian who was like, everyone does that, Bill? Everyone does, like, the pudding pop Bill Cosby.
Oh, yeah.
But I like doing the depressed Bill Cosby, where it's like, Theo.
Yes. Who is that? Who is that?
I don't know. I've never heard.
I got a true report card today, Theo. You got C in English.
I used to love that show.
I forgot who it was. Anyways.
Cosby.
Gotta have to go screw it up for everyone.
I know.
I don't understand why these people, I'm like,
why are you ruining my childhood?
You were America's sweetheart.
That could have been one of them if we did this podcast like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It could have happened.
But, well, Bill Cosby always freaks me out. Like, he would always say crazy stuff. Like,
oh, no. Everything put in that context is weird as shit now.
No, well, now. But I'm saying, like, even like a few years ago, he would say like crazy stuff. He's like, I don't support Barack Obama. And I'm like, why?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
no, he was the big, like, pull up your pants, black people.
He was like, raise yourself from your bootstraps and pull up your pants. And I'm like, well, I don't understand. How do you raise yourself up from your bootstraps? Explain to me.
We never learned this. Yeah. No one told us how to do it.
Where are these straps on my boots? So yeah, let's move on to Grease 2. I'm going to talk about some Grease 2. I saw Grease. Okay, so this is what happened. Last...
Like, the sequel's got to be better, right?
Yeah, last week I saw Grease. I saw half of it. Went to Big Bear. Came... Or no. Yeah. No. I came home early on Friday.
You talked about Grease 2 last week.
I saw half of it.
Oh, there you go. Oh. That's why.
Are you only going to talk about the second half now?
No, I'm going to talk all of it.
I knew all of it now. You saw part of it and we talked about it.
Yeah, because I didn't even see the first half. I saw like the first 15 minutes and I was like, this is trash.
You decided to finish it?
Yeah, so
my sister gets better.
My sister was over, and whenever I think of my sister, I think of Grease because my sister introduced me to Grease. And then much later on, her friend's patient was Cha-Cha. Am I allowed to say that?
Is that not confidential?
Is that against HIPAA violation or anything?
I don't think so. It doesn't have to do with her.
I think it's the medical history part. It's not.
Yeah,
the
I'm pretty sure it doesn't have like.
Well, I know how she died.
No.
Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, that's public knowledge. But I'm saying like if
there
was.
That would be in the obituary, right?
I guess.
I guess, can you posthumously, like, say, I don't want this released of how I died?
Anyways, she knew...
this is important to me. I want to kind of know.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
But she knew, like, the person who... Her friend's patient was Cha-Cha from Grease. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, whenever I see Cha-Cha, I'm like, oh, my sister knew that person. In the Rolodex in my brain, Cha-Cha is connected to my sister. Or in, like, the big map of people. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I watched some of it, and then my sister was there. I was like, oh, let's just watch Grease. Like, that's what a great movie. And my sister's 9 years older than me, so, like, that's the reason I think I'm so cool. Or, like, so well-versed in, like, things that are out of our generation. I wouldn't say cool.
Yeah, like,
cool is not the right word. Whose
perspective?
It's why I'm so well-versed in things out of our generation and stuff from the 80s is because I have two sisters that grew up well in the 80s. And so yeah, I knew about He-Man, I knew about like times. Fraggle Rock, I knew about all that stuff well before any 90s kid knew about that stuff. And then another thing about Grease 2 is my family never had the VHS for Grease, but we had the VHS for Grease 2. And I never watched it because I was like, why would I watch this movie?
What is this? It's like one of those Disney sequels.
I remember watching, I think I saw 10, oh no. We had the VHS for Grease 2, but it was back when VHS tapes, for some reason, a lot of our customers would tape over like the lock to record on it. What? And would record stuff on our VHS tapes.
Why? So, like, and return them?
And then return them. I don't know. Isn't that weird?
Why would they record shit on your VHS tapes?
And then why would you return it?
Yeah.
Because I guess they're really desperate to record something like on TV.
I'll watch it later.
But they have like a dollar. And so like I think we only charge like a dollar for a rental or something back in the day.
But
they
do you like...
So it's cheaper than a VHS.
Do you like backcharge them when that happens? Or?
Yeah, I guess we'd have to go back. But we'd have to see them. Like we'd have to know
they did that.
No, we'd have to know that they did that.
You can't prove it? Or
like, I don't know. Like, I guess that would require you to watch every movie that gets returned. If you're in a VHS, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, that's a lot
of
work.
So,
That's why they did it. They're like, no, I'm gonna catch.
I remember I tried to watch it one time. That one and Who Framed Roger Rabbit were the two videos that were taped over, and I was really disappointed.
Man,
but so I watched. I saw like 10 minutes of it, and then it cuts into something else, like something. And so it's been on my list to watch for a long time. And Netflix now, they're both on Netflix. So I finished Grease 1. And it's like, do you watch Grease 2? And I was like, why? Sure. And one of our friends, Mandy, who's been on the podcast before, so we mentioned her name. Big fan of Grease 2. She's like, Grease 2 is better than Grease 1.
Real.
And I'm like, I love Grease 1.
She's the first person that ever said that, probably.
Yeah, I think she's the only person that said that.
I've heard someone say that Mulan 2 is better than Mulan 1. And that is...
What happens in Mulan 2?
So wrong.
Are they married?
Wait, what?
In Mulan 2?
What happens
no,
in Mulan
they actually,
2?
No, they don't get married until the end of Mulan 2. It's really dumb, and at the very end,
what happens?
Proves the entire plot is invalidated.
I need to know.
So, blah, 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 breaking the rules again.
Breaking the law.
So, you remember all the, you remember the her three warrior buddies who sing the song about a girl worth fighting for?
Yes.
The super gay one, the midget one, and the super skinny one.
The chain smoker. Yes. Yeah, they all get together, and the emperor is
sick?
Sending his three daughters to be married
with
a rival nation.
Yes.
So that
promote the peace.
Yeah, for peace. And all three daughters are going to marry some like little young buster.
Seems right.
Yeah. And then on the way there, they encounter hardship and whatever. And all the three daughters fall in love with the three warrior dudes. And
interesting. Well.
What? It's like really obvious that it's going to happen the entire movie.
Yeah, because like one's really fat and makes awesome food, and the other one's like a midget too, and then the other one's like a chain smoker.
The emperor should just send Mulan,
and actually, the main antagonist.
Yeah, or like cut their dicks off like they used to do in medieval times.
The main antagonist
make a bunch of eunuchs
is actually Mushu,
and he's not Eddie Murphy in this.
He's not Eddie Murphy, but the guy sounds a lot like Eddie Murphy. They've tried really hard to sound like Eddie Murphy.
He's like doing Eddie Murphy
good,
lines.
Was that a good one? Was that a good impersonation of the impersonation?
That was good.
Impersonation of the impersonation.
I love if you would do Eddie Murphy lines that aren't even like Mushu related.
I wish you just did Eddie Murphy raw in the Mushu voice. He's like, I went to this club last night, and there's all these dudes kissing each other, and I was like, what's up with all these... I was so shocked when I watched Eddie Murphy Raw for the first time. Like, I saw it, like, last year for the first time. I had to turn it off. I was like, this is, like, not acceptable.
Whoa, what does he say?
He, like, just makes a bunch of, like, anti-gay jokes. Like, a lot of homophobic jokes.
Oh, really?
He just says, like, the F word, not fuck, the other F word, like, a billion times. And you're like, whoa.
I mean, it was acceptable when we were in high school. I mean, that's only what everybody on Xbox Live would say to you.
It was acceptable when I was in college. I'd say it. I used to drop it all the time.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So yeah, Grease 2. So I decided to watch Grease 2 against my better judgment that day. I watched half of it, or like 15 minutes of it, and I was like, this is trash. Why are the Thunderbirds playing like bowling against the Pink Ladies?
Bowling?
Yeah, bowling.
What?
And they have like matching bowling shirts that say T-Birds on the back and everything.
Huh?
So that's where I turned it off.
Okay.
Oh, so you still didn't finish
it. No, then I finished it this week.
So, second half.
Oh, that's you turned it off before.
So, yeah, this movie.
So, how did you muster up the strength to watch the second? The next hour of the movie.
So, this week I got sick. Mm. So, I think my brain was damaged.
Makes sense.
You were prone to horrible decisions.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch this not very good stuff.
Yeah, like I bought a bunch of methamphetamine. And then I was like, what's another bad decision I can do that would potentially ruin my life? I contacted Jared Fogle, and I said, hey, good luck. I approve. And then I followed a bunch of ISIS Twitter accounts with Destiny Pizzas.
Oh my God. Whoa.
No, just kidding.
Don't be doing that with Destiny Pizzas.
No, they just deleted a bunch of them. Do you hear about that?
They did.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, good for Twitter.
They did. Good job, Twitter.
God.
Yeah, I thought they would delete my account because they saw my face, my avatar picture.
Oh.
But then I remembered I put the Scott Pilgrim picture on.
He's a cartoon.
How bad could it be? He has a paddle or a shovel or something. I don't know what that. I think it's a boat paddle.
I think it's a shovel. I think it's a shovel.
It
looks Shaun of the Dead-esque.
I donated money for my friend's boat race. Like he does a dragon boat race every year.
Oh,
so I think it's like a dragon boat race paddle.
That could be.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I should ask my friend what it is. I think it's a paddle though. Anyways, so I was like, let me just finish Grease 2. It's bugging me. Like, maybe I didn't give it enough time. Maybe it's like Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Remember, I watched like 13 episodes because Brian swore
it
was
funny. You
gave
it a ton of time.
I gave it a ton of time, and I was like, this is not for me.
And it won a bunch of awards.
But Jason Mendoza is in the new season, so I'm thinking maybe I'll watch that
one. Brian likes Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah, Andy Samberg. Anyways, so I was like, let me finish Grease 2. I need to watch it. And I didn't want to watch Grease live because I don't believe in diversity at Rydell High. I did not believe that they were integrated yet.
You can't have like a period piece and be like
oh yeah, you gotta be true to
the
time period.
Yes, because I don't think there's any black people in Greece. So yeah, I was like, I'm gonna watch Greece too, let me finish it. I finished it, and the worst thing happened. there was a song in there that was so catchy. The next morning I woke up and I was like, I need to hear that song again. So I go on Apple Music. Ding, pay me. And I was like, let me look if it's there. Nope. So I was like, fuck. Load up Netflix on my phone. Fast forward to like an hour and 30 minutes. And I was like, oh shit, I hit it right on the spot. Play that song. And I was like, oh, this song is so bad, but it's stuck in my head. I need to hear it. Whoa. It's called Girl for All Seasons. And it's like all the pink ladies. There's like a bunch of pink ladies in this movie. Oh my gosh. And they like are all the seasons of the year. It's really weird. It's I do not recommend it. And then Michelle Pfeiffer comes out and like she can't sing the song because she's so hung up on this dude. It's weird.
That's very strange.
Yeah.
John Travolta's not in it because he's cruising on dudes.
Yeah, John Travolta's not in it because...
Could make this one.
But Shooter McGavin is in it.
Ooh. No way.
Yeah, I forgot that. Like all the teachers are in
younger
it.
Younger Shooter McGavin?
Yeah, really young Shooter McGavin. Weird. He's one of the T-Birds.
Whoa.
Man. And then Michelle Pfeiffer's in it. And then the nerd from the first movie's in it.
Big name people.
Frenchie's in it.
Not as big a name.
Ratface, the bad guy from the first movie. Oh. He's in it.
Ratface.
I don't remember what his character name is. It was like awesome because I was like, I wonder what else this guy did when I was watching Grease. So I go to IMDb, I click on Grease, and then I'm like looking at all the people and I'm like, all these people kind of look like characters. And then I get to his and it has like a really old picture. And I was like, oh, thank God. Like, I probably wouldn't recognize him if they had a recent picture of the guy. And then I found out he died. Oh. And like his only claim to fame was Grease 1 and 2.
That's, oh, man.
That's why he's in the second one.
Yeah, that's why he's in the second
one. This is all I'm clinging on to.
And I think he did a few voices. Well, or
probably
something.
Made some money.
Probably. I'm sure like people went to his funeral and stuff.
We're like, this movie is really good.
Yeah.
Same kind of people who think 50 Shades of Black is good.
Yeah.
Which is no one.
I don't think that's a crossover.
I have to rate Tom Segura Mostly Stories, right? 5, 6. It was good for... It was good.
Wait, I thought we were 8 slices.
Is that 8? Yeah, 5 or 6.
Oh, 5 or 6. Oh, I thought you said 5 out of 6.
5.5. How about that?
Oh, that's really not... You made it sound so much better than that.
I had a lot of funny bits, but it was like not like laugh out loud funny. Like one time we watched Louis C.K. and we were crying watching it.
Really? He's that funny?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. No wonder Pretty Tang is so good.
One time we watched the Aziz, that one special, and I was like, I forgot how funny this is.
Aziz is so funny.
That's what I was going to say about Jeff Dunham, actually. I totally forgot. Like some of his comedy is really funny, and he's pretty brave. But there are some times where he just like, once comedians are that famous, they like don't even have to be funny anymore. People just kind of cheer. They don't laugh.
And they're like here's Ahmed the Dead Terrorist.
Yeah, they like to see him bring out the specific puppet.
That's
but I can't get past the puppet. That's just, I don't know.
Well, I didn't like Ahmed the Dead Terrorist because then everyone would tell me about Ahmed the Dead Terrorist. And I'm like, I'm done hearing about Ahmed the Dead Terrorist. Shut up. Like, I get it. You think this one thing is funny. You know what? I think a lot of things are funny. I don't tell everyone like, hey, you know what? I saw this on the internet. I thought it was really funny. I think you should watch it. That's what I think drives me crazy. Hmm. When people are too... It's like Louis C.K.'s bit in Hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's hilarious. Is it really hilarious? Is it... It's. You want to know the definition of hilarious, Alex?
Not really.
I'm gonna look it up.
I say hilarious and fantastic pretty ironically. I'm like, oh, it's fucking fantastic.
Well, I say it's fucking fantastic, and I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with it? Hilarious, extremely amusing, or boisterously merry.
That's really funny, because extremely amusing is just like everything to me.
Yeah.
Everything is extremely
amusing. Like, amusing is very different than...
Amusing is very toned down.
Yeah.
It's very toned down. It's not like laugh out loud funny. Yeah. But usually I say hilarious to me.
Amusing, like, it conjures a smirk or something.
Yeah, amusing to me is just interesting. Amazing.
No, but usually I use hilarious to mean like it was laugh out loud. It was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, I was rolling on the floor. I was dying.
But then people say it all the time.
People say it all the time. To mean not really.
I saw a dog throw up. It was hilarious. I'm like, was it hilarious? It's funnier than funny.
Yeah, it's funnier than funny. Is P funny?
Ahmed the Dead Terrorist is always hilarious. No, it's a guy who should... It's my same problem with, what's that guy's name with the watermelons?
Watermelons?
What's that?
I don't get it. He can do an accent because it's a puppet? Is that what? it comes down to.
What?
Yeah, like, why doesn't
he does an accent with the terrorist, right?
Yeah.
But I feel like if he's just doing that joke as himself.
Well, he would get in so much trouble,
Like, people wouldn't like it, right?
If he's like, this is my new character I'm working on. It's called Ahmed the Dead Terrorist. Hey, where are my 72 virgins? Yeah. Very nice.
I don't feel like anyone's
laughing.
That joke
was actually really funny because he was talking about the...
Is that what he says?
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know. I assume that's what
joke was.
It's a stupid joke. It's like easy. It's cheap.
No. He expands on it, and he's like, the virgins are actually not that great. Like, all they do is whine, and like they're like, are you gonna call me? And I was like, that's pretty funny. That's funny. Correct. Yeah,
but it's like,
I feel like that's a cheap joke. Yeah, that's like, yeah.
Like, anyone could write that.
No, most of the time, like, he used to be really funny.
That's my problem with Russell Peters. I'm like, this dude's just cheap. It's like all his jokes are all like racial humor. Like, everyone can do a racist joke.
Yeah. You hate him because he's Indian.
Well, I hate him because he's Indian and he does Indian accent jokes. That's really cheap humor. I also don't like it when, like, there's a really famous Filipino comedian that one of our friends likes a lot. And I'm like, it's cheap humor. He just makes fun of his parents. Anyone can do that.
I don't know. My friend's parents aren't funny.
What about your parents?
My parents?
Would you ever make fun of your parents?
No, they don't do funny things.
Exactly. I told my parents, Lily Singh from YouTube, she was on the Today Show.
Yeah.
And my mom's like, who is this person? And I'm like, oh, she's really famous on YouTube. She made like millions of dollars last year. My mom's like, why? And I'm like, because she makes fun of her parents. That's all she does on YouTube. I'm like, you're lucky you have a respectful son. That's why I'm not rich and famous. But like, my parents think Russell Peters is hilarious. And I'm like, he's not funny. I'm like, you just laugh at it because that's what you guys do. Like, you guys sound like that. And you're like, oh my God, we sound like that. That's hilarious. But I'm like, you know what's funny? Aziz's humor. Because I get it. I've been to like a weird concert and you're like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe your parents are weird and you identify with it. It's whatever. I don't personally like Russell Peters, but I like
to... I hate Russell Peters.
Way back when, what's his name? Jay Moore was on Last Comic Standing for like the first season, and Dat Phan was like the Viet
guy. Yeah.
He used to make fun of like Viet girls in the nail salons.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to go to with my mom and my sister because they would just go after school and I had no choice and I'd have to sit in the fucking nail salon and do my homework. And it was fucking hilarious the way he made fun of those like nail salon chicks. And I was just like, this is so true. It's like, it's so real.
But it's cheap humor though. Like, those jokes write themselves, I think.
You know what cheap humor is? Cheap humor is like fucking fart jokes and I'm still going to laugh.
Yeah.
Cheap humor is Seth Rogen with a giant penis slapping him in the face. And you know what? People are going to pay money to see it. It's what
I would watch that movie.
Yeah, there you go.
That's like...
It's super fucking cheap humor.
Let's talk about more cheap humor. Awesome. Let's talk about the movie you saw.
Oh, God. 50 Shades of Black.
That's all cheap humor to me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's so bad. Oh, God. Don't see that movie.
50 Shades of Black, not to be confused with America's Sweetheart, 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah. Oh, God. That's also no. It's like, what do you do when you spoof a movie that's bad? That's the thing I hate about spoof movies in general.
They seem too current. Like, you have to watch them like that week.
They're topical.
Yeah. See, you can watch a movie. I've never seen Airport, but I think Airplane is like the most fucking hilarious movie.
Okay, I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Airport is like a TV show that Airplane was based on. And you don't have to see any of Airport to think that Airplane is just fucking hilarious. 50 Shades of Black, I didn't get most of the jokes. There was like a Magic Mike joke. It's all very current. There's a bunch of Donald Trump jokes, a bunch of other stuff. And it's like, you watch it next year, you're not going to think any of it is even remotely funny. It wasn't funny to begin with. It was pretty bad. Like, and I mean, yeah, it's just all too current.
If Alex didn't make that comment about liking fart jokes, I'd be like, get off your fucking high horse, Alex. But the fact that he's like, I laugh at fart jokes. I'll watch a movie where Seth Rogen gets dick slapped a bunch of times.
Yeah. I watched This Is the End. I didn't think it was the best movie ever, but I laughed. I mean, it was pretty cheap humor all the time, but I love how it's like they play themselves.
So I thought the Michael Cera bit was really funny.
That was pretty funny. Yeah, Michael Cera. Yeah.
And Rihanna?
No, because it's funny because they all play themselves, but they're all like...
Characters of themselves.
Mm-hmm. They're all like, characters of themselves, and they're all really fucking like, not self-critical, but they're really comical, and they make fun of themselves a lot. So
I thought the thing where like Jason Segel's like, oh, it's a tall guy with the cake, and then Kevin Hart is like, ah, it's so funny, and Jason Segel's like, man, I hate my life.
Oh my god! I actually think Kevin Hart is a pretty funny dude.
Is he funny?
Me too. I think he's funny.
Dude, he talks.
I don't give him a chance.
He talks fast. It drives me
crazy how fast everyone.
Dude, his new special is called "Laugh at My Pain." How awesome is that?
That's how my whole life.
He was talking about how he had he was talking about how his he was like forcing his son to take out the trash, something like that. So he was like supervising or something. Mm-hmm. It was at nighttime and he heard a rustling in the bushes, and so he runs back and closes the sliding glass door, and his son is obviously like running with him because he doesn't know what the fuck is going on. And he's like, I had that moment where I put my hand on the glass to say my last goodbye to my son. It's just like, it was so funny because he was like he was talking about how like if I was with a girl, and I guess it was something, a conversation he was having with his wife, and he was like, she was like, if you got mauled, if you were being attacked by a mountain lion, I would try and get the mountain lion off you. And he was like, I wouldn't do the same for you because you're probably done by then. And at least I have a chance to get out. And even if you do live, like, I'm not going to date you. Like, it was so funny. I can't even. He talks faster than I do, and it's hard to keep up, but it's really funny. He's a funny dude. I haven't seen a movie with him in it yet. Like, and he already has like 2 Think Like a Man movies.
Yeah, so that's the thing, though.
So those are probably funny. 50 Shades of Black.
I think those are like
funny.
Cash grabs. He's just like, I might as well.
Grabs, yeah. He's like, just playing on his fame.
He's like, I'm on top. Might as well make that money.
Yeah.
You got to make that money while you still can.
But really, though.
You got to risk it for that biscuit, as Amir said earlier.
That's pretty funny.
Risk I was like, it for that biscuit. Yeah, I heard that today, and I was like, what amazing. That's
pretty good, yeah.
I was like, yeah, that's amazing. Sometimes you got to risk it for that biscuit.
But yeah, 50 Shades of Black. It's a bad movie.
Why? What made you watch this movie?
I know somebody who... I was going to go to Six Flags, okay? Didn't I tell you I was going to go to Six Flags?
Yeah, I remember.
It was raining, so we didn't go to Six Flags.
And you're like, you know what? Let's make a horrible life decision.
No, it was like, oh yeah, it's like matinee or some shit. And they're only playing like 2 movies that we can make to. And I don't remember what the other movie was. It wasn't good.
Any other movie, Alex. I feel like if I was your mentor... Sometimes I feel like I'm your mentor a little bit. I feel like I'd be very disappointed in you.
What, to see 50 Shades Black?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. I've made worse decisions.
Have you ever seen a Tyler Perry movie?
No.
Then you haven't. In my eyes, you haven't made any worse decisions.
I don't know. I saw A Haunted House.
Oh, God. Okay.
I didn't think it was that bad.
That movie looked funnier than this one.
Oh, it was way better than this one. That movie
was really... I had to watch the trailer for this movie last week, and I thought I was going to kill myself after that.
I actually went into this movie with no knowledge of what it was going to be.
You listen to the podcast? You should have listened to the podcast last week.
Never seen 50 Shades of Grey. Never read 50 Shades of Grey.
You've just seen The Boy. That movie looks scary.
I hadn't seen a trailer for 50 Shades Black. Haven't seen a trailer for 50 Shades of Grey.
They didn't really promote this movie.
For obvious reasons. They knew it was a failure. They probably paid the weigh-ins, whatever weigh-ins it was, up front.
They're hoping people think it's 50 Shades of Grey and go in. They
thought it was a sequel.
I think that's what it is. They're literally saying people think it's a sequel.
I'm surprised you can't like sue for this. Like, it is very similar.
Oh, yeah.
To what?
50 Shades of Grey, the title and everything.
What, 50 Shades of Black?
Yeah, like, when you kept saying 50 Shades of Black, I kept thinking 50 Shades Darker.
Oh, I don't at all.
I think they went for that. They're like, maybe we'll get a couple people that go in because they think it's that.
Yeah. I think the funniest line in that movie is, this is all 50 Shades of fucked up.
Which no, like, yeah, she says that in 50 Shades of Grey.
In the movie, which I think is like the worst line.
No, she doesn't say that. She says, you are 50 Shades of fucked up.
Yeah, which is like really funny because apparently there's no mention of 50 Shades of Grey before that, right? Nobody says 50 Shades at all.
No.
So it's like, why is there a weird reference to the title that makes no sense in the context of the movie? Or the book. For that matter, I have no idea.
I forgot who. I think I asked Mandy about that when I saw it with her.
Because it's like, why would she say 50 Shades? Like, huh?
That's a phrase. Like, 50 Shades of fucked up is a phrase.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Like, you're 50 Shades of something?
I've never heard that term
either.
Let me look it up. Well, that's a problem. You can't even look it up without everything being.
Yeah, I was like, I've never heard.
Won't it become a phrase now because of it?
Yeah, I was like, that might be like a post-doc thing.
It's like anytime I turn on 50 Shades and everything's 50 Shades of Grey, 50 Shades of Grey, 50 Shades of Grey, 50 Shades of Grey, 50 Shades of Darker, 50 Shades of Black.
Hey,
it makes it.
Whoa, 50 Shades of Grey gets BDSM dangerously wrong.
What?
That's an article.
BDSM?
What's that? Bondage, dominant, submissive. Wait, what is it?
Oh, SM, like sadomasochism?
Yeah.
Ugh. isn't that what it was all about?
Yeah.
I was like, I heard the movie was like not kinky enough.
Nope.
And I was like,
I was very disappointed by that.
But I mean, how kinky? Wouldn't it just be porn then?
Yep.
Why don't you just go home and
watch? So like, I heard there's a porn version of that movie that's more accurate to the, yeah, to the book.
I'm like, people. Yeah, I don't know. It's like, what do you want, man? And then people were telling me it was really awkward to watch the movie in theaters because it's pretty much just like going to a porn theater. Well, my friends was like, I feel like Pee Wee Herman.
It's reminders of someone or something, a thing that is reminiscent of someone or something. Is say someone is shades of something.
But the number 50 has nothing to do with it. Yeah, the number 50
is completely arbitrary.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea. Anyway, don't see 50 Shades of Black, especially not if it requires money or time.
Which it will, does, no matter what.
I don't think you can do it with no money and no time.
If you can get a refund of time somehow, or if somebody will pay you to watch it.
How much?
That may be the...
How much your time is worth. Yeah, how much would I have to pay you to watch this movie? How long was it? 2 hours? 125?
Like exactly 2 hours.
Exactly That's 2 hours?
That's that long?
That's longer than 50 Shades of Grey.
It's a long-ass movie. That's got to be 1 hour and a half.
It felt There's no way you can so make that movie short.
That long. You can't make a comedy spoof that long.
I'm pretty sure it's 2 hours.
No way.
It felt mega short.
It can't be.
132.
Okay. I was going to say that it can't, like, hour and a half or
it was one hour and 32 minutes?
Yeah. 1 hour and 32 minutes?
What?
That's like 2 hour, 10 minute movie?
No, 1 hour and 32 minutes.
Oh, you said 132 minutes.
No, oh, I thought you were saying 1 hour and 32 minutes.
I said 1 hour and 32 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. See, it's got to be that. They can't make a comedy 2 hours plus. That'd be
crazy.
Yeah. Okay. That makes more sense.
How much would I have to pay for you to watch this movie again?
Let's see. So,
how much do you value your time?
Yeah, I was going to say, if I value my time, you currently are unemployed.
So,
if I make minimum wage, you'd have to pay me $15 to watch this movie.
That is craziness.
Yeah.
I would not. And the ticket?
No, what? Not and the ticket.
You're gonna buy the movie for yourself. So you'd pay $5.
Yeah.
No, I would just pirate the movie if you're gonna pay me.
Oh, okay.
Bucks. Oh, I assumed you would have to go. Oh, you'll watch this at home.
That seems like a lot of more effort. Dude, that's embarrassing.
To not have to do any work, I would almost take half pay to not do work and watch a movie.
Really? So $7.50.
I'd take $7.50 if you pay me to watch this movie.
Oh, snap.
I was thinking of some like exorbitant amount.
Can I film you while this happens?
Yeah. Do you want to do this? Do you want to all watch it and then comment on it while we watch it?
No, I don't think we should do this.
I
mean, no.
I don't want you guys to watch it.
We'll wait until it's out on Blu-ray or something, so it's like not breaking the law. Because then we're just filming Alex break the law for an hour and a half.
Good point.
Yeah, I mean, we could just release it late, and there's no evidence.
Well, they're like, why is he watching a really crappy quality?
Yeah. Well, then we're not going to see don't show what him he's watching.
Yeah.
We're just showing him watching. Reaction.
Okay.
You don't have to. There might be some weird copyright issues. I don't know how that works. Like, because some people use clips.
Yeah.
Of movies in there.
If you're commenting on it, you're allowed to do it. Right?
Yeah. Also, as long as you don't profit from.
But I mean, people do it on YouTube and they make money. So
yeah, but I think you can comment on it. If you're like,
you can do a reaction to the things.
Yeah.
But it's like some people use scenes and other people only use scenes from the trailer because it's freely available. So it's like, but I mean, if you paid for it,
I think you're allowed to do trailers if you're commenting on it, and it's public license.
But like the one dude, like CinemaSins, he does the whole movie. Yeah, he literally goes through the entire movie and shows almost every clip. Like that's wasn't from a trailer. That's
yeah.
From
but then
the
I think his from the movie. But I don't think he can make money from it.
But he must make money.
He does. There have been instances where they make two videos because you make more based on the number of videos.
YouTube's I think it has to be like certain. It has to be a certain creative like license though. Like you can't be so.
Maybe you have to pay for the movie.
Yeah, maybe or something.
Or you have to. I don't know how that works.
I don't know. That's why we're not doing this.
It's a gray area.
It's a 50 Shades of Gray area. Yeah,
50 Shades of Black area.
Yeah. So don't see the movie. I'd give it one slice because I'm hungry.
Did I give a rating to Grease 2?
No.
Three.
That's pretty generous for it being.
It's a musical.
Complete and
I like musicals.
Except you like that one song.
I like that one song. Women of All Seasons.
Yeah, I thought you said the song was bad. It was just catchy.
I like it, though. I don't know. Like, I like bad songs sometimes. I don't know. Mm. Or Girl from All Seasons.
For All Seasons or From
Girl All Seasons? From All... I don't know.
You don't even know. It's your favorite song ever.
Oh my gosh. What is it? Girl for Every Season?
Girl for Every Season makes...
That's like... Well, what's up? I know, but not if you're a woman. Like, they're women singing the song.
Wait, what?
They want girls for every season?
No, they are. They're saying like they're a girl for all seasons.
Oh.
Wait, what's wrong with that?
Wait, no. If it's a girl for every season. Oh, yeah. Girl for All Seasons. Oh, it's on YouTube for 2.5 minutes.
Huh.
Ba, 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 ba. Oh, such a good song. God damn.
All right. Yeah, don't see 50 Shades Black unless someone will pay you to see 50 Shades Black.
And if you are curious if someone will pay you, contact me. I'll think about it.
Okay, that'd be nice.
I mean, I'd rather just pay someone to watch it, like a good movie, though. Like, if there's a, they're like, oh, I haven't seen The Godfather, I was like, I'll pay you like $8 to watch that movie.
Why would you pay them, though? They should want to see it.
Yeah, but if that's the incentive that it takes.
This is like paying Steve-O to eat dog shit. It's like,
he wants to do it.
It's funny.
Yeah, but if Steve-O's like, oh, I've never had this before and I don't really feel like doing it, and I was like, I think you should do this, and that's what it's going to take for him to do something that I think will benefit him for the rest of his life.
You have to really care about someone like that, though. Not a rando. Like, have you seen The Godfather? And the lady's... I just assume it's a woman. The lady's like, no, I haven't seen it.
Michael hasn't seen The Godfather.
I haven't seen The
Godfather. How much would it take for you to watch The Godfather?
I have no idea. It's a lot of big time commitment.
Okay, well, what's Game of Thrones? What's stopping you?
Yeah, but that's good.
Game of Thrones. So Godfather!
I don't care. I mean, I don't care about any of that gangster movie stuff.
Oh, my God.
It's so good, though.
I just gotta go sit down and watch it.
Michael's like the only person I know that only has one chromosome. Wait, his Y chromosome just disappeared.
Have you heard about the weird HBO Godfather cut?
We talked about it like last week.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I heard it's good, but it's like I like having things non-chronological.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's better storytelling.
Yeah, it's good
most of the time.
Yeah.
Most of the there's a reason they do that.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
It's better that
because,
way.
Because Michael Corleone's rise to violence isn't as exciting as Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
Or Don Vito's.
Don Vito.
So so those are the movies. If you need a refresher, Tom Segura, I think I gave it like a 5.5. Grease 2, I gave a 3. And Alex gave 50 Shades of Black 2.
No, 1.
1.
You give him so much credit.
Yeah, you're trying to double my score.
Yeah.
Well, I would double give it a 0, but you can have a 0.
Yeah, you can have a 0, like an empty
you
pizza box.
You don't need any pizza.
Whoa. Give it an empty pizza box.
Well, that implies that you're eating all the pizza.
Yeah, but that implies that you gave an empty pizza box to them.
Or did you order?
You're like, oh, yeah, you know that pizza you ordered? Here it is. And then it's an empty box, and you're just like, fuck.
Wait, are we going to amend your rating system to, like, when you say 6?
No, we're not going
to
amend it.
6 out of 8 slices.
I'm just trying to think.
Eaten? Because it's so delicious?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. 6
out
of 8.
Or you could do that. It could be that. Yeah,
When you say 8 out of 8 slices, and you're like, that's because I ate the whole pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ate it up.
I love it.
Ate it right up.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah, that's how many you eat.
Yeah,
okay.
I didn't eat any of that shit. 0.
Because I think I could eat a pizza if it tasted better. I think I can eat more slices of it.
Can you eat 110% of the slices that exist?
No.
No.
You can only eat the whole thing.
I can eat the box. I could eat the grease. Suck the grease out of that cardboard.
That's pretty disgusting.
Well, I've done something similar to that. Where I eat the cheese off something.
What?
What was it? I think it was a Taco Bell or something. No.
It was like at a frat party. You ate the cheese off of your...
It's like a melted...
No companion.
If it was like melted... What?
You're just like, I ate the cheese off of something. What did I eat the cheese off of?
There's like melted cheese on something, on like paper or something. And sometimes I'll like...
racist jokes.
Peel it off and eat it. I'm like, oh, this is good stuff. Fuck.
Anyway.
I guess I have to go eat a lot of food and figure out what...
Yeah. It might have been a pizza box. But it's definitely not 50 Shades Black pizza box. Because
that pizza box is full of a shitty pizza.
It's a full of shitty pizza.
Let's talk about some TV.
All right, I'm going to recap all the awesome shows Alex hates, but has never seen.
No, I like, I've seen the last two. Continue.
Anyways, Supergirl, Bizarro episode. She kind of talked, it was like a female Bizarro. She kind of talked mentally handicapped.
Why men hate me?
Yeah, she kind of talked like that, which was enjoyable.
Enjoyable.
Yeah, it was enjoyable. I need a Bizarro that talks weird. Yeah. I can't have a Bizarro that just talks normal. That seems messed up. So that was cool. But the problem with, there's good things about Supergirl, but there are like random things. Like I don't care about a lot of the side storylines, except like her storyline and like Martian Manhunter's storyline. Mm-hmm. Everybody else is like, I'm like, I don't care. There's so many like garbage characters in the show. I'm like, you're useless. Like, make them more interesting, but it's still enjoyable.
Alex wants to chime in. What are you trying to say?
Do it.
I just heard the word garbage, and I was like,
no. Some of the character storylines, I'm like, there's a bunch of dudes, like the editor of the paper or whatever. I'm like, she's got a storyline with her son. I'm like, I don't care. it's like Jimmy Olsen, like he's got a storyline where
Black Jimmy Olsen, right?
Black Jimmy Olsen, yeah. He's got a storyline where he likes her, she likes him, but he has a girlfriend and stuff. Like, I don't care about that storyline. Then there's another chick.
Like Iris and Arrow.
Yeah, but it's not as I don't know what if they don't have chemistry or like the writing's not on point, but it's not like enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
It's just weird. And then him and like the toy man's son, like they just got the dynamics off or something, but it's not that great. But all Martian Manhunter stuff's cool. Like her sister stuff's cool. But yeah, like there's a lot of like random storylines I don't care about, but overall great stuff in it. The Flash episode, this was one with Tar Pit was in this episode. We talked about it a while ago, getting cast.
I saw this episode.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. With like the fire hydrant and shit?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Tom Cavanaugh's like, I've been stealing your power.
Yeah, yeah. He went all evil, but then he like turned himself in because he's like, I can't handle the guilt because he's actually good.
Because he's like his daughter and he's like, I'll figure it out.
Yeah. He's like, I'll figure it out. And then he confesses and then they
put him in that little chamber and then he's like, we have this idea.
Then they trust him. Because he's like, because he confessed, he's like, he could have not told us.
Yeah.
Because he's, Zoom wants him to.
That was horrifying when that car.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't it look like, I don't know, I've seen that cover before where Flash is like trying to reach something.
Oh, that probably is in something.
But I can't remember where it is.
Dude, that like, they just.
I thought she was going to die. I was like, damn.
Oh, that really hit an emotional beat, though. I was like that show, Flash is really good at that, like compared to any of those.
But then it wasn't like that serious of an injury.
No, but it was like seriously like.
It sucks because like he could have saved her.
That the little bit of speed he took really made the difference.
Yeah.
So that was pretty intense. The whole Wally West thing, I dig it. Like, yeah. I don't know if they're gonna make him give him speed until like next season or something. It seems like they're really slow playing that.
Yeah.
But then they're gonna go to Earth 2 next episode, which I'm pretty excited about. So like, Flash hits on all beats.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing. Arrow was like the return of everybody from like old seasons.
Yeah.
It was.
That's what I heard.
Really weird. It was like Arsenal came back, Katana. Like,
because he shoot? I heard he shot Arsenal.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because he was like working for, the Calculator. Calculator.
What an awesome villain name.
Right. Awesome villain. And then he.
Why isn't he Captain? Calculator?
There's a big. I won't spoil it. There's a big reveal. He's somebody important
Captain
at the end.
Boomerang.
Yeah, he's someone important at the end.
Sorry, I just hate DC villains. There's so many awful DC villains.
There's so many great DC villains.
Mad Hatter.
Name a good Marvel villain.
Doc Ock.
Doctor Doom.
That's not Spider-Man. That's that Marvel owns in the movie world. That's not
Thanos.
Fox owns Thanos. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Joker. I can name any Batman villain.
Well, you're taking away like a lot of cool ones.
Any Superman villain is way cooler.
Any?
A lot of them.
Okay.
Like Brainiac.
Like Lex Luthor. Shitty Superman villains.
There are shitty ones, but I'm saying way over. I can 10 times like the DC villains over the Marvel villains for sure.
Yeah, because Marvel only needed like 5 good ones.
There's a lot of repeat Marvel villains. The like crossover between one superhero and the other.
Yeah, because Doctor Doom works against the Avengers as well as he works against the Fantastic Four. Because he's that powerful.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He just kills everyone.
And Thanos works against everybody.
Spider-Man too.
Yeah.
Does Punisher count as a villain?
No.
He was first introduced as a villain.
He's an anti-hero.
He's anti-hero.
He was first introduced as a villain.
Deadpool is first introduced as a villain too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spider-Man 141?
Huh?
Who? Issue? First appearance of Punisher.
He's in Spider-Man?
Spider-Man comic.
Yeah, because they're both in New York.
Oh.
Like, nope. Amazing Spider-Man 141. That is not right. What was it? Punisher. That's fine. 129. My bad. Anyways.
All right, and then Legend of Tomorrow. This episode really dropped off from like the two-part pilot. But I still got hope for the show. But it did drop off.
I heard the guy sucks at time traveling. That's what I saw in an article. It's like he's like the worst time traveler in all of entertainment.
Yeah.
Because he sucks at it.
I'm like, we should have jumped by now. We've been in the same year for three episodes. I'm like, you got to time jump every episode or at least every two episodes.
Wait, what is Legends of Tomorrow?
It's like these people who are really insignificant.
Yeah, it's a spinoff show of Flash and Arrow where a bunch of characters come together and... The reason he forms a team is because they're so insignificant to the timeline that history won't miss them if he takes them out of the timeline and like helps him, because he's like, you guys are so insignificant that if your deaths, your lives mean nothing to the overall.
Whoa!
Like,
did he acknowledge this? History.
Yeah,
the first episode.
First episode. He brings them along because he's like, you guys are all legends in the future. I'm forming this team because you're legends. You can help me defeat him. And then later he tells him, no, you actually all. Will not affect the timeline. That's why I'm taking you out of time, because
like he could take him out of the timeline and
nothing will change. The future will, like, if you take Flash out of the timeline, it'll be like he's so crucial to saving history now, it'll affect everything. But if you take Adam out, they're like, no one gives a shit about you. So
that's really funny.
That's so
it's kind of like a kick in the nuts.
Yeah, that is funny. Like kicking the nuts to all those characters. that's so pretty funny. It's a funny premise because they didn't promote it that way.
Yeah.
In the marketing, they only say it in the first episodes. It's like, oh, duh, they're not legends.
Yeah, it's like, how's shitty. Hawkman?
Hawkman. They're a bunch of B-list, C-list, D-list characters.
Z-listers, yeah, so, straight up.
Yeah, I got a hope for the show. So, yeah.
This next one's I'm interested in. I need to see this one.
Yes, I saw American Crime Story, The People versus O.J. Simpson.
Did you see this one, Alex?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah, there were like multiple specials, and I don't know if this is...
Wait, what?
It's a 10-part miniseries of FX.
Yeah.
First episode just premiered.
Oh, John Travolta, Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yes. Schwimmer.
David Schwimmer as Rob Kardashian.
You got Selma Blair.
Oh, it's a reenactment?
No. Well, it's like a
dramatization.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, the whole thing is like actors playing, going through.
So like Cuba Gooding Jr. is playing. Emotion. Who plays... John Travolta's in it.
John Travolta's Robert Shapiro.
Yeah.
You got David Schwimmer as Rob Kardashian.
Who plays Aaron Cochran? What was his name? Not Aaron Cochran.
Oh, I don't know the actor's name, but he's really good. He's in the first episode.
He's really famous, too.
Yeah, he's really good. Yeah, it's a really enjoyable show.
Oh, no, I've just seen the multi-part documentary about all this stuff. So, never mind. Haven't seen the dramatization.
Yeah.
Because...
Courtney B. Vance as Johnny Cochran. Mm-hmm. Connie Britton,
yeah.
I wanted to see this, and I tell my family about it. My mom's like, I lived through it. I don't need to see it. I was like, I was like, yo. I was like, I remember the Bronco chase. Like, that's all I remember, really.
Yeah. But like, I like any story, because I read a story. It was like, it took Cuba Gooding Jr. like months to get over playing OJ or something.
Probably.
So I like any story that the actor, like, damaged their brain. Like, they pretty much threw themselves into it too.
Like Heath Ledger?
Too deep. Yeah.
Do you hear about what that Will Smith guy was saying? Concussion dude? Will
Smith guy? No, that about actual Simpson? Doctor?
Did he say, tell the truth?
He probably said he has CTE.
Yeah, he's like, O.J. Simpson, he's like, I'm sure
probably.
O.J. Simpson has CTE.
I wouldn't doubt
now it makes
dude.
Sense.
Oh, it makes a lot of sense. It puts that in a lot more context, but it's still messed up. But,
yeah. I like to think that I have CTE. I got a concussion one time.
One time, yeah.
One time, that's all it took for me. I was super violent and acted out ever since.
Yeah. So this show is pretty enjoyable. It's just one episode so far. But
everyone's talking about it.
I like everything. Because I we were really young when all this happened, yeah. But I don't know, like,
but then they also do stuff
detailed.
That, like, we weren't privy to.
Yeah,
like, that the public wasn't privy to.
Yeah, yeah. It's like it's all based on this dude's book, but it's like, of course, it's not all. It can't all be 100% accurate. No one is saying the whole truth and everything there. But like, you get stuff like in the first episode, there was like a lie detector scene.
Yeah, people didn't know about.
Which people didn't know about and said, this is just for us. It's not for the trial. Yeah. No one knows
and
except
then,
us. And they're
he like failed every question.
Yeah, they're like, he did the worst you can possibly do.
Yeah. He's like, we asked him if his name was O.J. Simpson, and he said no. And we don't know why he said no to that.
Yeah, but I like Cuba Gooding Jr. He's really like,
and he keeps referring to himself as the Juice, right?
They say the million times, like, OJ, the juice, you know. OJ.
Was that his nickname?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Orange Juice.
I get it. Okay. I understand that. I think it's such a shitty nickname.
Yeah. But that's what people call.
Like, I like to call myself the Move.
Well,
sometimes
his name's like Orthaniel. Like, his name's complicated.
Yeah,
like
Dhruv the Move Patel.
But they say it so many times, and they're like, even like the cops saying it to each other, and the lawyers, they're like, you know, the Juice, OJ. 2,000 yards he rushed for. Oh, it's wow. Like the description. They're like,
USC. Oh, I thought you referred to himself as the juice.
Every time?
Oh, yeah. He's like, juice going to be, juice going to do.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
Like, juice going to be okay.
Yeah, does he say that?
Right. No, no.
Oh. I was like, I'm going to watch the show right
that.
Now.
He does do third person summon it. But, like, he's playing him pretty, I think he's playing him pretty well. Because he's like, yes. He feels like scary. Like, he's calm but scary. And, like, there's certain outbursts. And it's just like, that seems freaky.
You know, I bought the same gloves. I have Isotonic gloves.
You bought the shirt from El Chapo too.
Yeah,
doing a whole collection.
Yeah,
like, you buy the trial paintings of.
Yeah,
OJ.
I'm that person who buys the trial paintings in my sex dungeon.
Yeah. I think the FX said they're gonna do an anthology series like every year.
Yeah, it's made by the same guy who does American Horror Story and Glee. Yeah. Ryan Murphy.
Yeah,
Ang Lee.
Glee.
Oh,
yeah.
And I forgot. I saw a movie this week, too.
Oh, okay. What'd you see?
I saw Life of Pi.
Oh, you finally saw it.
Yeah. It made me feel weird.
Why?
Did it?
Because you're Indian.
I don't know. I felt, like, really guilty about things, and it was, like, really...
Guilty.
Yeah. So, I'll just drop it there. But...
it's a beautiful movie.
Yeah, it was beautifully shot.
Like the visuals.
And then the end, like, I was like, whoa, I didn't expect that.
Yeah.
And I was like, if you're an atheist, or if you're, like, already, like, pessimistic, I guess, of religion, I don't think it reinforces, like, my teacher's whole thing is like, do you think it can make non-believers believe? And I was like, no.
Wait,
because
what? Is there movies that can do that?
I don't think it seems like what Kirk Cameron is trying to do. Because in my head I'm like, at the end of the movie, have you seen this movie, Life of Pi?
No,
Alex,
you can, are you playing?
Okay, I feel bad. It's a good movie.
Yeah,
I'm never gonna watch it. It's all right.
Well, I feel bad for everyone.
There's a tiger in it.
Yeah, there's a tiger. That was cool.
The tiger's
making
cool.
Making up is pretty funny because it's seriously just a boat with a kid in it.
Yeah, and he's just like acting.
There's a blue screen. Mm-hmm. And it's like, damn, that must have been a really hard... Because they seriously just give to like, the tiger's growling at you. You have to do this.
Yeah. That's like, actually the one thing I hated about this movie. Well, didn't have to do anything with this movie. There's this girl in my class who took comparative religion. I think I'm in 105 right now, which is like the world impact of these religions. And then there's another class that's 110, which is like world religions and their practices. And I took like 330, which is like religious rituals and practices comparison or something like that. I don't know. So this is 105, which is like the impact. I don't think my teacher knows I'm a Hindu. So she keeps asking this little girl in my class who's like a freshman, like, oh, what is this from Hinduism? And I'm like, I just sit there silently.
And she is
like,
a Hindu?
No, she's like...
Why does she think she knows?
Because she took like another religious class last semester. But I'm like, you took a basic... Like, I lived this. Like, that's my life for the last 25 years.
You were only introduced to the Hindu.
Yeah, I was born in the dirt. I was born in Hinduism.
You merely adopted it.
Yeah.
I didn't see the not Hinduism until I was a man.
Yeah.
I know who you are. You're Ra's al Ghul's son. No, Batman, you idiot. Worst detective ever.
Yeah, seriously. I should tell.
Detective Comics, dick.
I'm gonna quote that line to my teacher.
You only adopted Hinduism. I was born in it.
I was born in it. Surmolded by it. He's like, what are you doing? I've never seen that movie.
You were
no. She's a big movie nerd, so I know for a fact that she probably has seen that movie.
All right.
But
important, because I feel like I feel like this is a big enough reference people get, and it's like a lot of people probably won't get that.
So like that really annoyed me. But then there were a lot of things where I'm like, oh, like that's like my life, where it's like the mom telling stories. That I think that really hit a spot with me, because like there's a scene really early on where the mom's telling the story of Krishna to her son, and like every Hindu, like I'm going to ask Akshar, like, did your mom ever tell you that story? Because it's like a really famous story.
Yeah.
But then Uxher's like, he's an anomaly. I can't really trust
him. He'll probably be like,
he's like, not a good barometer for this.
Yeah, he's like the least religious person I know.
Well, his parents are from Canada, right?
No, what? His mom was like born in Seattle and his dad was born in India.
No, Canada?
He was born in...
Where's his Canada connection?
UK.
He plays hockey.
That's the only
Canada
He was born
in Germany.
He has no family in Canada? I always thought he had Canada connection.
Probably has family in Canada.
He's just in Canada all the time.
So, yeah, that annoyed me. And then at the end, when he's just like, which story do you find more interesting? I'm like, that's, yeah, you can either deal with the reality of how things are, or you could just make fun stories that are exciting. That's what I view
of it. Just a story?
Huh?
Is the whole boat thing just a story?
Well, it's like, he...
Is it?
I don't know. That's the thing that they leave you. That's like the question they leave you with. It's like,
oh, it's like, did he experience that, or is it just a fantastical tale?
Yeah, because he gives like a realistic account of what could have happened, and they're like very similar to each other. And then he's like, "Which story do you prefer?" He's talking. The whole movie is him talking to this author,
narrating,
who's like this white dude who's just like, "Oh,
you gotta take it to a white dude." Or like, "Yeah, how are we gonna relate?"
Oh, a Hindu Catholic. That's very interesting. He's like, "I'm an Islamic Hindu Catholic," and that really annoyed me because the second the son comes home and starts praying to Mecca. That kid would have gotten the shit beaten out of him if he was in the Hindu household.
How can you be a... Wait, what? No.
Yeah, it's BS. That's why I'm not a fan of these movies. Because what does Ang Lee know about growing up as an Indian person?
Ang Lee.
I don't know. He directed The Hulk.
Exactly. Yeah.
He doesn't know shit about anything. He directed The Hulk.
And he did the motion capture for The Hulk. So he really lived as The Hulk in that movie.
Who wrote the book, though?
Isn't that weird? The director weird did the motion capture for that movie.
I had so much respect for Ang Lee because of Crouching Tiger and I think House of Flying Daggers, too. Sorry, I'm a big martial arts buff, but...
Is Jan Martel an Indian person? That's who the book was written by an author. Oh. That's the author of it. Canadian... Born in Spain. What does this guy know about anything? This isn't...
It's postmodernist fiction. The book itself probably has very little to do with the movie. Postmodernist books are fucked up. Like, they're all fucked up.
I don't understand why...
So...
How is this okay?
What?
Like, the dude... How did this... I want to know how this guy got to make this book. Inspiration.
See, anybody can write a book. That's how books work.
I don't know. He's not critiquing Hinduism, is he? He obviously got some part of it down if you knew the Krishna thing.
Yeah, okay. I can look at Wikipedia on like Christianity. I'm not going to write a book about a Christian person, though. I feel like that's...
Why not? Why couldn't you?
I feel like it's inappropriate.
Why?
Why would I write
a
book?
What if you were brown, but you were raised Christian? You were like, that's what I identify with.
Yeah, then I would write a book about Christianity. Yeah, this guy's Spanish, raised Catholic. What does he know about shit about being an Indian person?
Did you read what the book was actually about?
No, I'm going to read a book.
There you go. The movie might not have very much to do with the book. The book isn't very...
No, the book looks... I read part of the book. We had to read part of the book for my class. I'm not going to read the whole thing, though.
It's only 300 pages. It's a short-ass book.
That's 300 pages I'm not trying to read right now.
Short-ass book.
Early life. Let's see. French-speaking Quebecers. Oh, he's Canadian, but he was born in Spain. He spent time in Iran. He spent time in India.
Was he supposed to be the author in the movie?
I don't know.
Maybe he's the author, though.
He spent 13 months in India visiting mosques, churches, temples, and zoos.
Oh, yeah, see, so he took all inspiration from it.
For a year and a little bit over a year. I've been growing my beard longer than that. I'm going to write
Have
my
you
book.
Been in India for over a year?
Of my life continually? Like, not at one time.
Total, even.
I can probably get close to a year. I just spent like months and months there when I was a kid. My whole summer. That was a great time in my life. Now it's just so hot. Global warming really ruined India for me.
It made it so damn hot.
Yeah. I'd probably rate it like 6. A little bit better than Tom Segura's stand-up. I don't know. I just don't think it's right. It's like, suddenly I've turned into my father because my father's like, what does an Asian person know about being a cowboy? Because that Asian dude directed Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, wait, for
what do you know about being a gay cowboy? Yeah.
Maybe he was one. Who knows?
Maybe. That's what that song by Willie Nelson's about, right? The song by Willie Nelson's like, mamas, don't let your sons grow up to be cowboys because they're going to grow up and be gay.
So much deeper meaning, Willie Nelson.
He's just really homophobic.
Oh my God.
Alex, what'd you play?
What's up? Oh, I played...
Are we not going to talk about Sunny?
No, it's always Sunny.
Always Sunny.
Yes.
in Philadelphia.
This episode must be based on something, right? I know it was alluding to
my
a movie.
Life. Jesus Christ!
No, I'm just saying, living in the suburbs. I'm just saying it was a movie. Like it's a stylistically something. I don't know what it is.
I haven't seen it yet. Maybe I can get back to you guys.
Okay, yeah. All right. If I noticed but something. This one was like.
But if you guys didn't notice. Or not notice, but if you guys can figure it out, then it's unlikely that I'll figure it out.
It's definitely something I just don't know stylistically.
Because like, it was very. I don't know. I felt like a lot of that stuff was very accurate, though. Like the fire detector.
Yeah,
like, they live in this house in the suburbs, and it's like they make a bet with Frank.
Yeah,
that they can live there for a year or for a month, and if they live there for a month, Frank has to pay the rent for a year.
Ooh.
And if they don't, then they have to sleep in the bed with an old person for a year. And so, like, the second Mac and Dennis live in this house, like, one of the fire detectors, the batteries doesn't work, and the water heater makes loud noises and stuff like that. So it's, like, that drives him crazy. And Mac makes, like, he's, like, the housewife.
Yeah.
Did you ever see that movie, The Burbs?
No.
The Burbs?
I think that's what it's talking about. Because there's a movie, I think, is it with Tom Hanks?
But it sounded like it didn't seem like it would be that.
Movie? It's like the first movie Tom Hanks was ever in?
I think it was based on a scary movie. Like, it was scary. It sounded like it could have been a scary movie.
The first movie Tom Hanks was ever in.
Yeah, it's like a terrible. A scary movie. Yeah. It's a suspense comedy.
Yeah. Maybe? Question mark?
Bruce Dern is in the Space Teen as they observe the strange happenings next door at the bizarre residence. When her neighborhood crowd suddenly disappears. I don't know. I don't think it's this movie, but I thought it was really funny. There's a lot of funny scenes in this movie.
It's not like weird sitcom-y sort of thing? Or?
Yeah, I think that's why it's just making fun of living in suburbs. Hmm. Like how people move there thinking they have like a perfect life, and then it's...
Like Married with Kids or something? I don't know.
Married with Children?
Married with Children, sorry.
Children or kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I liked it a lot.
Yeah, that's good. I heard the skiing episode was good. I still
the skiing episode was really good. Yeah. I thought the weakest episode was last week's episode so far. Yeah, it was all right.
Which one?
He makes a snuff.
A smut film.
Smut film.
When I read it first time, I thought it was a snuff film, and I was like, "This is gonna be dark."
Really yeah,
but it's a smut film.
Isn't that the same thing?
No, smut film is like porno. Snuff film is like murdering someone.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that the same thing?
I mean, one of them you have an erection, the other one. A little bit more happens. Yeah.
One you could tell a joke about and one... Wait. No, you could probably tell a joke about both.
Yeah. That's what I just attempted to do.
That's the world we live in. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Alex, the game?
Oh, yeah.
One is illegal to have children. The other one is preferred to have children.
Wait, which one?
I was like, the difference between a smut film and a snuff film.
Oh, my God.
One is illegal to have children. The other one is preferred to have a children. You figure that one out. I'm gonna get investigated for that one. I'm just joking. That was a joke. I do not approve of the murdering of children. That's the pornography, child pornography. Yeah. Oh, I had to clarify. I was saying that kids can be killed. That was my preferred.
Play back the Jared Fogle comment again. Exhibit one.
I would not talk to them. That was a disgusting person.
Jared Fogle sucks.
Yeah, he does.
Wait, who's Jared Fogle?
Subway.
He's only the man that lost 300 pounds from just exclusively eating Subway.
That's how you know something's mentally wrong with him. That's disgusting.
Yeah, that's super disgusting.
Who could eat like Subway for two meals a day?
Yeah, that's terrible.
You have to hate yourself.
You really do have to hate yourself.
I think he always got the same sandwich too or something. I don't know.
No, he would rotate the sandwiches, but he had I think he preferred like the chicken teriyaki or something. Yeah. Without the teriyaki sauce. And I'm like, that's so bland.
No, that's so awful.
I'm going to...
With the teriyaki sauce. It's delicious.
Okay, so what have you been playing?
I haven't really played that much, but I played XCOM 2. It was a fun game. It's an SRPG, just like XCOM 1. it's pretty much the same game, but better, if you can imagine. I don't know if you guys have ever played XCOM.
Nope.
At all.
I know it's about aliens.
It's a good game.
Like, there's
it's about aliens.
The icon is an alien.
It's pretty much...
like aliens.
It's Independence Day 2, the game, or rather...
Independence Day 2.
Resurgence.
Independence Day 2 is XCOM, the movie.
Oh,
that's what you were saying before.
Yeah, it's XCOM, the movie.
So it's like space technology?
Yeah, it's pretty much aliens invade, and then you kind of take their technology to fight them.
Okay.
Except XCOM 2 is assuming that you didn't beat the first game, and that the Earth is taken over.
You actually lost.
Yeah, it's actually.
Is that how it starts?
That's how it starts. Yeah, you lose.
You're like, no, I beat that game.
See, it's actually the.
Did that ever bother you with video games?
What is it?
When like they force you to lose, like the first battle, like in Pokemon and stuff.
Yes.
That bugged the shit out of me.
It's messed up. Like no matter what you do, you intentionally always lose.
Yeah, like I remember in, and what game was it? It was NBA 2K13. It's the one with Michael Jordan on the cover. They force you to lose that first game, and I'm like, I was playing as Michael Jordan.
Like, I was winning.
I was like, they made me lose. I was like, am I shitty? Like, and I don't normally play basketball games. I just bought it because Michael Jordan was there, and I was like, I get to play as the old Bulls. That's awesome. And then I was like, did I just lose? Like,
they made me lose?
I hate when they do that in a game.
Yeah, I don't like it.
But yeah, it's pretty much like on the in the first game, you have a board. Like, pretty much there's, like, not continents, but there's, like, regions. Each region has like a person that supports your project, your like secret underground project. And then pretty much if you fuck up too much, and there's like enough panic, then they'll withdraw their funding from the project. And the premise of the second game is that pretty much there's like no way to avoid at least one person withdrawing. Like the game usually fucks you like that. It's awful. But the premise is that one of those dudes that withdrew sold you out. And then the aliens invade and assimilate, and people are like brainwashed and shit.
I never understood that either.
A guerrilla organization.
Why would a person sell you out to an alien?
Because they thought you were gonna lose or something like that.
Yeah, they want to be on the winning side. They don't want to be killed.
Yeah, but the aliens,
maybe they set them up cushy. They're like, you get a nice place to live.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
No,
I don't think it ever ends up like that in a movie. I've seen so many movies where people think that.
Yeah, but they think that.
Like, remember in The Mummy where like the guy?
Oh yeah, he sided with the mummy. He thinks the mummy's gonna win.
And yeah, and then what does the mummy do to him? Takes his organs.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but he doesn't know that's gonna happen.
That's what's gonna happen every time, though.
It's like in movies, yeah. But they don't know they're in a movie.
Wait, no.
Every time you side with something that's not human,
in a movie,
in reality,
have you sided something that's not human?
I haven't, because I'm logical. I know humans are the winning team every time.
I don't know. I sided with some,
like what, a deer once.
Yeah, we kicked ass.
Yeah,
took names.
Yeah, I saw a deer takeover of the world.
What if
really
it's
well?
Like a human, like a bad human, and you team up with like E.T.? E.T. helps you out. Those government people are assholes. You're teaming up with non-human.
I would like to light
you're
stuff on
up
fire
with
my
with
finger.
Sully from from Monsters, Inc. You're teaming up with Sully.
Firestarter.
No, he teamed up with Boo.
Boo?
True. But he's teaming up. He's doing it the opposite version. He's like, I'm teaming up with her instead of teaming
up
with Randall.
Yeah, that's okay.
But if it was the reverse,
no.
Why not?
Even like, E.T. is the humans are helping the alien. They're not.
They're teaming up with him against the other humans.
Oh no.
I don't know. I think there's situations where you got to team up with that alien.
Yeah. No, he's saying sell out. Like he's trying to sell out. Just what I'm saying. You don't sell out the humans when you're a human.
Yeah, it's kind of fucked
up. You shouldn't, but from their from their perspective, it may save their ass.
Yeah.
But like, you shouldn't. You really shouldn't. But
it's like the pawn
it's like
dealer.
The French, they sold out their assholes. They sold out to the Nazis.
When?
World War II.
Yeah.
The French were like, we're dicks. We're on your team. Yeah. And then more died fighting us than fighting the Nazis.
Yeah, because we're stronger. USA. USA. Yeah.
I'm just saying that they thought they'd save their ass.
Nope.
Yeah.
And it didn't really work out that, but it didn't obliterate them.
It's
either.
Because we didn't help them during the French
maybe
Revolution.
It did save their
they
ass,
never
though.
Forgot that. They helped us so much in the Revolutionary War.
Seriously.
And we didn't help return the favor.
Yeah, we're like, fuck you guys.
Yeah, because they went against us in the War of 1812, didn't they? Or French and Indian War.
French and Indian War.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah. XCOM, good. XCOM 2 is good. You don't have to play the first game. If you like SRPGs, then do it.
Okay.
Sweet.
Now it's time for our discussion. Valentine's Day movie. I remember which one Edwin chose, because that was similar to mine, but I didn't choose it. Alex, what are you going to watch on Valentine's Day?
Teeth.
Okay.
Whoa.
No, I'm just kidding. That's I don't even know if I'm going to watch a movie on Valentine's Day. I don't know what I would watch.
He said I'll go with 500 Days. Oh. We said 500 dose, and I assume it's Fire and Days for Valentine's movie. I mean, who doesn't?
Days of Summer.
Yeah, Fire and Days. Oh, that I got a DOS. Okay, 500 Days of Summer for my Valentine's Day movie. I mean, who doesn't want to spend a day in the park yelling penis? Haha. That's true.
Was that like somebody tweeted at you?
Yeah.
That was nice.
Yeah.
That was really nice. I don't know what I watch. You guys go first. I'll decide.
I said Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah. That's a good one.
I like that.
It's tragic. It's sad.
And then
it's happy. It's
like, happy. Great Valentine's Day. It's really sad. I was going to say like Sleepless in Seattle maybe, but that's too sobby. It's too sad too.
I was thinking more like rom-com.
Yeah, rom-coms are better.
Mine.
What about you, Michael?
Ghost.
Ooh, Ghost.
That's a good movie.
With Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, Patrick Swayze. The pottery scene, man. Mm.
Damn.
That's and delicious. then he dies. He becomes a ghost.
Yeah.
And he's like trying to talk to her, but he's a ghost.
And Whoopi, then Whoopi Goldberg
gets involved, man.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want a threesome with Whoopi Goldberg involved?
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, what about Her?
Oh, Her. That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
I still can't take that movie seriously.
Why?
I thought it was a comedy when I saw the first trailer.
No. There are comedic moments.
Yeah.
Chris Pratt is in it. That makes it kind of
comedic. The video game scene. Right? I thought the video games were really funny in that movie. Because he has to run moving like all this or something. It was weird.
Are they making fun of like the Wii or something?
No, it's like this weird video game. I don't know how to explain it.
Huh. That's weird.
Oh, you wait, did you see it?
No, I've never seen it. That's what I said. Oh, I thought it was a comedy.
You can't take it seriously it before. Movie. I thought you were while you were watching it, you couldn't take it seriously.
Oh no, I said I couldn't take the trailer. I can't take the concept seriously because I saw the trailer and I thought it was a comedy really slash critique of how people treat their phones.
It was also sad.
Well, I mean, I thought it was based on my life because I just have sex with Siri all the time.
Yeah.
I'm like, Siri, talk dirty to me. She's like, no, boss.
That's inappropriate.
No. I should have
sexual harassment lawsuit.
I just get a lawsuit from Apple. Like, you
you violated our
terms of agreement.
It's in there.
Yeah, it's in there.
We know you didn't read it.
You hit agree.
Yeah. So, yeah, those are, I think. Oh, maybe Dr. Horrible? It doesn't end too well. But
Yeah, it does not.
No. But I think that's really the first act is really great.
It's like, we'll stop it here.
Yeah, let's just stop it here. Let's just hang out after that. Let's just switch it to Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yeah.
Dr. Horrible is really short, too.
Yeah, he's pretty short as well. So if date's not going well, he's be like, get out.
Done.
So Dr. Horrible's gone. Done. Let's go.
So, bye. Isn't this over now? Yeah.
Get away. I thought,
yeah,
what are you doing here still?
Out of here.
Oh, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, why do you like
that's kind of romantic.
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean, they said they're going to marry each other.
At the end, yeah.
You could watch Jerry Maguire and be like, you can believe me.
Show me the money!
Forrest Gump.
Oh.
Jenny, that's a sad movie, too.
Jenny. Have you seen
the... Made me go on your roommate's towel, Jenny. I made a mess.
Have you ever seen that thing where the movie is just about how like this girl just like plays a handicapped dude? It's just like it's so horrible. True.
Oh, Romeo plus Juliet. Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, that one's good.
That's a good one.
Leo.
Yeah.
Mercutio
is like a
John
Leguizamo. John Leguizamo, and he has like the two like handguns that have Virgin Mary painted on the bottom. It's awesome. He's
like, fetch me my longsword, ho.
Yeah.
Like a shotgun.
No, grab me my rapier, ho, is what he says. That's the line.
No, it's fetch me my longsword. Type, fetch me my longsword.
Maybe I'm thinking of a different line then. I swear he said, grab me my rapier.
Maybe he says that first. Oh, he does say, fetch me my rapier, boy.
Oh, rapier boy. Yeah, I think it's an old man saying that to him.
He has the boy for the rapier and the
No, it's an old man who says that, but then Mercutio says, grab me my longsword, ho. Yeah, I've made worms.
So we had.
Yeah, we were thinking of two different lines.
Yeah, but they were we both had them mixed up. We both had them swappy dude. It's pretty funny.
I can't think of any other good Valentine's Day movies. Look, that's not a problem I ever have to worry about. Forever long. Next week.
Happy sad, you guys.
Yeah. What did we do last year for Valentine's Day?
You saw 50 Shades of Grey.
The year before that. It was that time where
it's already been that long since 50 Shades been out.
Yeah,
it's been
a whole year.
Was that Usher's brother's
thing? Yeah, that was awesome. Ooh. I shotgunned a beer with Usher's little brother.
And then you went to see 50 Shades of Grey?
No.
I was like, that sounds really fucking awkward. Pardon my...
We watched Carrie.
Yeah, we saved a friend from a nightclub.
Watch people play Risk.
Valentine's Day movie.
Oh, yeah.
Risk is fantastic. Don't hate on Risk.
And we were out till like 5 a.m. My parents were like, what the hell are super you doing? Late. And I was like, I don't even know.
We weren't doing
it. It was so weird.
Well, like, we got there at midnight, and then we started watching a movie, and then it was like 3 a.m. before we started hanging out.
Because then, like, that night, a friend was like at a nightclub with her friends, and she's like, I don't want to be here. And I was like, let's go pick her up. I was like, that seems like it'll be fun. And then so we go pick her up, and then Akshay's like, okay, well, or no, before we were at Akshay's apartment, and he's like, no, because I drove to the nightclub. I think we went from there to Usher's house.
Mm-hmm.
And then
we went in two different cars to Usher's house, right?
Yeah. And then like his little brother was having a party for his 20th birthday or 19th birthday.
Or did we know about it or we didn't? Didn't we Usher do something at the Spectrum? Or was that a different day?
I don't know.
I'm so confused.
And I shotgunned a beer with Usher's little brother. A friend that you know.
That I know?
Yeah.
What is her name start with?
C.
He's like, that doesn't help.
You can tell me later.
There's too many people. She's been on the podcast before. She was on the Christmas episode.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that just gave it away.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad. Really? What? You picked her up from a club? What the heck?
Yeah, that was weird.
That's really weird. Oh, anyway.
And then we went and watched Carrie and
glad it worked out.
Drank beers. That was nice. Yeah, drank. I didn't drink too much that night.
No, none of us drank too much.
Because it was awkward. It's like we didn't bring anything and everyone had like so much food and there was cake and stuff. It was awesome.
Where?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know. It was one of like Usher's friends' houses or something in Santa Ana or something. Yeah. It was weird.
Oh, I thought you went to like a movie theater.
No.
Carrie.
We saw the new Carrie.
Yeah, exactly.
At someone's house.
That came out, so. I heard the old Carrie is pretty scary.
The old Carrie is pretty scary because there's a scene where the girls are like, plug it up. And they're throwing tampons at Carrie because she's having her first period.
It's the new one, too.
Yeah, but it's scary because it's Sissy Spacek. And there's more nudity in the old one because I don't think it was frowned upon to have older girls portray teenagers naked.
Yeah, that's weird.
Isn't that weird?
It is really weird.
That's really strange.
It is crazy that whole movie came, like, that happened. Mm-hmm. Even The Exorcist. There's a scene where The Exorcist, that would be a great Valentine's Day movie.
The Exorcist. The old 70s Exorcist.
Yeah. But there's a scene where she's like, I'm going to fuck Christ. And she, like, puts a crucifix up her...
Oh my god, really?
And it's like crazy. I'm like, this was allowed in a movie.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's not kosher.
Oh my gosh. That's pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
And then you're like, you're watching Indiana Jones, the behind the scenes for Indiana Jones 4, which is not a movie. It's actually an urban legend. But Steven Spielberg
does
is
not
like,
exist.
We gotta make it family friendly. You gotta make it for the kids.
Yeah.
No killing anyway. You gotta make it for the kids.
That's crazy.
That's actually what he said.
Anyways, next week, favorite president portrayal in a movie. Any person who's ever been a president in a movie. Because it's President's Day weekend. Mm-hmm. And I was like, who's your favorite president? Like, maybe it's Harrison Ford in Air Force One. Actually, how about we take out movie anytime? So you could put in Michael Sheen or Martin Sheen.
Like from TV.
Yeah. West Wing.
Yeah.
Or Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Right? What do you mean?
A real life. Like, I can't say. I really like George Washington. He's awesome. President.
What movie has it?
It has to be entertainment, really.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, it can't be themselves.
What about, like...
Like, maybe, like, Paul Giamatti as John Adams.
Is there anybody in the play Hamilton that's a president?
Yeah, George Washington.
Yeah, what if you, like, I like George Washington from Hamilton.
Okay.
All right.
Who played him?
I don't know. Okay, I didn't see Hamilton. I'm just saying, if you, hypothetically, in that situation.
Yeah, sure.
And I like. I'm saying, we're saying more than movies. Yeah. More than TV.
Any place. Form of entertainment, okay. Sure.
Or it could be a real president.
Yeah, because I think George Washington and Hamilton's black, and I like that guy. Because he raps. Let's see. George Washington. We've outgunned. Outmanned. I just typed in George Washington. Hamilton musical. Yep. I think it is a black guy.
That's pretty awesome.
And the Hamilton, they're going to do a Grammy thing, opening number.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm excited.
Sweet.
Nice. So, yeah, favorite president portrayal in a movie. So, tweet at us, Destiny Pizzas, DESTINYPIZZAS. Or don't.
But
your prerogative.
But, please do.
But do.
Please. You know you want to.
Please.
Don't you wanna?
Fanta.
Don't you wanna? Fanta. Don't you wanna?
Don't you wanna? Mm-hmm. Remember that time? Were you there when I got like a little drunk at a BJ's and then I tweeted, I was like, whatever happened to the pineapple Fanta girl?
Yes.
Or no, whatever happened to the Fanta girl?
Yes.
And then I actually got a reply on Twitter from the pineapple Fanta girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember this.
Well, and I was like, I'm still here.
Yeah, and she's like, I was the host of this TV show over Holland.
Wow.
And I was like, damn, like, because I didn't put hashtags or anything in it. I was like, homegirl just must have a search.
Yeah. Name alert.
I was like, Danny, I'm sorry, Danny Brown, but my pussy is shit.
Yeah.
And Danny Brown is like false.
Yeah. that was the greatest thing.
Fucking hilarious. I was like, whoa.
On Netflix today, Dope.
Go watch that movie.
Movie's dope.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's good. It's dope.
Yes. ASAP Rocky's in that movie.
ASAP Rocky is in that movie.
He's pretty good.
Yep. He's also the voice of Falcon in the new Marvel animated series.
Really?
Yeah. Ah.
That's really random, but okay.
Yeah.
I dig it.
Come back tomorrow to find out who's America's sweetheart is, or who America's sweetheart is, and This Week in Movies and Now, and Trailer Talk. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.